Nutrier High School's ignoble fight against diversity becomes national story. The controversy over a mandatory all-school, all-day leftist seminar on, quote, racial civil rights at Nutrier High School on Chicago's North Shore continues to intensify. It has now become a national story with Peter Berkowitz, senior fellow with Stanford University's Hoover Institution, publishing an editorial in the Wall Street Journal in which he accurately describes the event, and I quote, "What passes for education at many American public high schools is too often closer to indoctrination. Consider the seminar day that Nutrier High School in Winnetka, Illinois, on Chicago's affluent North Shore, is planning for February 28th. The title for the all-school seminar is, quote, Understanding Today's Struggle for Racial Civil Rights, end quote. That very term, racial civil rights, is misleading, since civil rights protect Americans' freedoms regardless of their race. Judging from the roster of scheduled events, the seminar might be more accurately titled, quote, Inculcating a Progressive View of Social Justice, end quote, and end quote. The Chicago Tribune published three letters from supporters of this ideologically imbalanced event that reveal the steadfast refusal of progressives to respond to the substance of the arguments of the seminar's critics. First, there is Lake Forest College Professor Emeritus of American History, Michael Ebner, who questions the appropriateness of any parental criticism of the leftist seminar day. And I quote, "I have a pertinent question for the dissenters to contemplate. Once your daughters and sons receive their highly valued baccalaureate degrees from Nutrier High School, will you closely monitor the content of the curricular offerings and extracurricular activities at the esteemed colleges and universities in which they choose to enroll? I taught American history at colleges and universities in New York City and Illinois for 40 years. Never did I encounter criticism from parents or administrators about the design of the courses I offered or the content of their subject matter," end quote. It seems a leap to suggest that because parental attention to and involvement in college curricula is little or non-existent, that parental attention to and involvement in high school curricula should be little or non-existent as well. Does Ebner believe that since parental attention to and involvement in high school curricula should be non-existent, then so too should it be with regard to middle schools and so on down the academic line? Ultimately, we arrive at the goal of statists, absolute autonomy and no accountability for teachers. The involvement of Nutrier parents in curricular matters seems quite small and has emerged only because of the serious violation of sound pedagogical principles and betrayal of parental trust in administrators to uphold those principles. Chicago attorney Joseph Morris challenges Professor Ebner's apparent view that parents who subsidize at great expense the post-secondary education of their children should pay no attention to what professors are teaching. And I quote Mr. Morris, "Mr. Ebner's stunning admission that for 40 years no one paid any attention to what he was doing in his classrooms explains how and why American higher education has gone to hell in a handbasket in the last 40 years, setting the stage for infectious political correctness and related boobery to pass from the colleges to the high schools," end quote. The second letter in the Chicago Tribune was from Deerfield resident Mary Kay Kerner, who is a Nutrier graduate, retired Lake Forest High School teacher, and wife of a retired Nutrier High School teacher. Ms. Kerner, who is a progressive, expresses her concern about the influence of a, quote, small but vocal group of parents, end quote. And I quote Mrs. Kerner, "I am concerned that a small but vocal group of parents in the community is trying to influence the presentation of a seminar on understanding today's struggle for racial civil rights. Now, more than ever, our young people need to be reading and hearing authors like Colson Whitehead and Andrew Aden." Those are the keynote speakers at this seminar. "They are both National Book Award winners who will be speaking at the seminar. How wonderful for our children to grow up here and be educated in such great schools. We want to count on them to be the leaders of tomorrow who will remember what they learned at school and lift up their fellow citizens. I have faith that this seminar will inspire this new generation to inquire, commit, and serve. We entrust the expert educators at New Trier to have these goals in mind. New Trier has always been a beacon in the educational community. Let's let these professionals do their job. Great dinner table discussions should ensue. End quote. Mr. Morris offers some perhaps relevant information on the speakers Ms. Kerner views as essential, and I quote Mr. Morris. At the ceremony held in New York City last fall, just days after the national election, as the prestigious National Book Award was presented to Mr. Whitehead, the honoree said, and I quote, "We're happy in here. Outside is the blasted hellhole wasteland of Trump land. Be kind to everybody. Make art and fight the power," end quote. Still quoting Mr. Morris, will Mr. Whitehead convey a similarly objective, politically neutral, uplifting, and dignified message to the students of New Trier High School? Andrew Aden's day job is as the digital director and policy advisor to Congressman John Lewis, Democrat, Georgia, in the latter's office on Capitol Hill. Before that, he, Aden, was employed on the Lewis campaign staff in Georgia. I suspect that the number of paid Republican political operatives who will be paid by New Trier High School to grace the seminar day can be counted on zero fingers, and I suspect further that the disparity is no accident. Odd that Ms. Kerner doesn't swell with gleeful anticipation of the visits by others among the seminar day's speakers, such as Monica Trinidad, who organizes boycotts of ballet companies featuring Jewish artists because she doesn't want to, quote, "dance with Israeli apartheid," end quote. And the poet whose nom de plume is John the Author and whose oeuvre includes poetry such as the following stirring anthem to racial tolerance and what education can accomplish, an exhortation that no doubt embodies what Ms. Kerner imagines to be the school's lofty goals to inspire, commit, and serve. And here's the quote from John the Author. "Not graduate from back, give back, N-word. Tell them get back, N-word," end quote. Once again, a progressive, that is Ms. Kerner, ignores the arguments of critics of all-school seminar day. These critics have not argued that students ought not read or hear the words of Whitehead or Aden. Rather, the critics are arguing that our young people need to be reading and hearing the words of those whose perspective on race-related issues is different from Whitehead's or Aden's. The critics believe that the words of writers and speakers like Thomas Sowell, Shelby Steele, Carol Swain, Star Parker, Michelle Malkin, and Jason Riley, all members of minority groups, also have the potential to inspire this new generation to inquire, commit, and serve. Supporters of intellectual diversity believe that great dinner table conversations are informed, enriched, and deepened by exposure to the work of diverse writers and speakers. The final letter in the Chicago Tribune comes from Nick Sloan of Glendale Heights, who writes, and I quote, "Officials at New Trier Township High School are requiring students to attend a day on learning about the struggle for equal rights by African Americans. Although they plan to stick with the original program, many parents have complained because it has a, quote, liberal, end quote, bias. It's too bad the views of these parents cannot be included, as I'd sure like to know what that other take looks like. This is especially so if the high school is focusing on the fight for equal rights in the 1950s and 1960s. I'd be really interested to hear what a conservative has to say about it. In my view, attendance by these parents should be mandatory, as it seems to me they also need to be educated." End quote. Mr. Sloan epitomizes the arrogance of leftists who believe that those who disagree with their assumptions should be required to be re-educated. Mr. Morris is baffled that Mr. Sloan doesn't know the era on which the all-day event focuses, and I quote, "It is puzzling that Mr. Sloan wonders if the high school is focusing on the fight for equal rights in the 1950s and 60s when the title of the seminar day program is, quote, Understanding Today's Struggle for Racial Civil Rights," end quote. And I still continue to quote Mr. Morris. The word Today's is a dead giveaway that the aim of the program is not a retrospective on the history of half a century and more ago. Another dead giveaway of the aim of the program is the insertion of the word racial, which of course undermines the fundamental American proposition that rights, civil and otherwise, belong to individuals and not to races, end quote. Here are the three primary defenses of All School Seminar Day, offered by its ardent supporters within the New Trier community. One, most community members support it. Two, students are permitted to dissent. Three, racism exists, so it must be addressed in public schools. First, it shouldn't matter how many or few oppose it. Minority voices should be honored. Second, no one is arguing that the seminar prohibits discussion, debate, or dissent. Opponents are arguing that a good debate, a good discussion, and sound pedagogy requires that students be exposed to the best arguments from the best thinkers on all sides of arguable issues. Conservative students should have their views reinforced and challenged by session speakers and materials, and progressive students should have their views reinforced and challenged by session speakers and materials. Those students without settled opinions deserve to hear speakers and read materials from all perspectives in order to have a better informed grounding from which to form opinions. Third, no one is arguing that racism doesn't exist. What seminar critics are arguing is that the seminar approaches the manifold issues surrounding race from a leftist perspective only. Surely the seminar organizers and supporters know that blacks like Thomas Sowell, Shelby Steele, Jason Riley, Carol Swain, Condoleezza Rice, Star Parker, Alan West, and Ben Carson think differently about racial issues than do John the author, queer Latinx Monica Trinidad, and Andrew Aiden. My father, World War II veteran Jack Blackburn, who grew up in Glencoe and attended New Trier High School, shared his views on the New Trier event, and I quote, "From reading the seminar schedule, it seems that Big Brother has finally arrived. Such a patently one-sided indoctrination program is clearly a violation of educational principles and parental rights. As for community member Paul Trainer's comment that opposition to the seminar is small, I would say that's what Hillary and the cabal of progressives thought. I hearken back to William Buckley's statement that, quote, in the hands of a skillful indoctrinator, the average student not only thinks what the indoctrinator wants him to think, but is positive he arrived at his position by independent intellectual exertion. He's usually outraged by the suggestion that he is a flesh and blood tribute to the success of his indoctrinator, end quote. But to continue Jack Blackburn's quote, and to think we pay taxes to finance another liberal assault on conservative values," end quote. What's most notable in the public comments from New Trier administrators and community supporters of the seminar is that none addresses the concerns of community members who oppose the ideological bias inherent in the seminar. In other words, not one seminar defender claims that the seminar sessions are unbiased or ideologically balanced. Worse still, the administration has thus far steadfastly refused all requests for additional speakers or an additional seminar to provide balance to what is currently an indefensibly imbalanced all-day event. That should trouble anyone concerned with sound pedagogy.